So, very good afternoon to all the dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So, hope the first session was useful for you. So, where we studied how to study the Bible. The three keys to unlock the Bible. Search the scriptures. Hear a little, there a little. Rightly dividing the word of God. We also studied the 10 different methods to understand the Bible. So, in this important study, we are going to study now the topical method. About how Jesus is our Savior. We all know that Jesus died for us. He redeemed us from death. Because the wages of sin was death. So, instead of us, Jesus paid the penalty and saved us. Like for example, if you violate any traffic rules, we need to pay fine. But if we are not able to pay the fine and our friend pays the fine instead, then the police person will leave us. Similarly, the world's penalty was sin and death. Jesus paid for the death penalty. And redeemed us. Therefore, we read in Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other name than the name of Jesus Christ. But today, it has been more than 2000 years that Jesus died on the cross for us. How many people have believed in Jesus? If you see the world census, it is only 33% of the world are Christians. So the fastest growing religion today in the world is Islam. The when will the world be converted and come to Christ? Among these 33% of Christians, there are namesake Christians also who violate God's words. But yet, Jesus is called as the world savior. John 4:42. So Jesus is the world's savior. Let us look what is the meaning of this word savior. He is the world saved today. So many people are dying in bomb blasts. Many innocent people are dying in earthquakes. Recently, Turkey, there was a severe earthquake. They never believed in Jesus. They never believed in Jesus. How about them? How can we call Jesus as the world's savior? Many people die in accidents. Many kids and children are turned into orphans. In war, so how is Jesus called as the world savior? This is the condition today. What about the condition when Jesus came at the first advent? How many people believed on him? Even his own people crucified him on the cross. Not many believed on him. But how can we call Jesus as the world savior? When the world itself is not saved. Few people tell that by the second advent of Jesus, the whole world will be converted to Christianity. But what does the Bible say? Will the whole world be converted to Christianity before second coming of Jesus? We just now studied how to study the Bible. Here a little, there a little. Very good. So let us read what does the Bible say regarding second advent of Jesus.
अनि नोहका दिनहरूमा जस्तो भएको थियो मानिसका पुत्रका दिनहरूमा पनि त्यस्तै हुनेछ नोह जहाजभित्र पसेको दिनसम्म तिनीहरूले खाइरहेका थिए तिनीहरूले पिइरहेका थिए तिनीहरूले विवाह गरिरहेका थिए तिनीहरूले विवाह गराइरहेका थिए अनि जब प्रलय आयो र त्यसले तिनीहरू सबैलाई नाश पार्यो.
As it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of Son of Man.
नोहको दिनमा जस्तो भएको थियो अनि येशूको आगमनमा पनि त्यस्तै नै हुनेछ.
That means the people who lived during the Noah's days were not good.
अनि नोहको समयमा बसेका अथवा बाँचेका व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ त्यति असल व्यक्तिहरू मानिसहरू थिएनन्.
That is the reason God destroyed in the flood.
त्यही कारणले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ जल प्रलय पठाएर त्यस समयको मानिसहरूलाई चाहिँ नष्ट गर्नुभयो.
Similarly, at the second advent of our Lord, the world will be wicked.
अनि त्यस्तै गरिकन येशु ख्रीष्टको दोस्रो आगमन हुँदाखेरि पनि जस्तो नोहको दिनमा थियो त्यस्तै नै हुनेछ.
So, the conversion of the world before second advent of Christ is out of question.
अनि येशु ख्रीष्ट आउनुभन्दा अगाडि सबैजना चाहिँ येशुलाई विश्वास गर्ने अथवा क्रिस्चियनमा परिवर्तन हुने कुरा चाहिँ एउटा यो चाहिँ कल्पना गर्ने कुरा मात्र हो.
Jesus knew this one, therefore he put a question saying, when I return, will I find faith on earth?
त्यसैले येशू ख्रीष्टले भन्नुहुन्छ कि म जब फर्किन्छु तब म पृथ्वीमा विश्वासलाई भेटाउँछु. यस्तो लेखिएको छ, म तिमीहरूलाई भन्दछु छिट्टै उहाँले उनीहरूलाई न्याय गरेर छुटाउनु हुनेछ. तरै पनि जब मानिसका पुत्र आउँछन् तब तिनीहरूले पृथ्वीमा विश्वास पाउनेछन् र.
Very good. So, this is the condition of today's world. After 2023 years, only 34% of the world is saved. What about the people who lived before Jesus Christ? How will they be saved? Because Jesus is called the world savior. So, for this, there is a suggestion that before Jesus, there was a period of 4,000 years. From Adam till Moses was a period of conscience. So, from Moses, God gave the law. So, before the law, God will judge those people as per their conscience. And after the law, the people will be judged as per the law. So this is the general thought that is believed, the salvation for the people before Christ. But what does the Bible say? Can anybody be justified by the law? Read Romans 3:20.
यसै कारण व्यवस्थाको कर्मले कुनै प्राणी उहाँको दृष्टिमा धर्मी ठहरिने छैन,
किनकि
व्यवस्थाद्वारा नै पापको चेतना हुन्छ.
Very good. So this verse clearly tells nobody is justified by the law.
वचनले चाहिँ प्रष्टै भनिएको छ, कोही पनि व्यवस्थाद्वारा चाहिँ धर्मी ठहरिँदैन।
सो ऑल आर कंडेम्ड एज सिनर्स एज पर द लॉ।
अनि व्यवस्थाले चाहिँ सबैजना चाहिँ पापी छन् भनेर बताउँदछ।
इफ समबडी were to be justified by the law, then God wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ at all. That's what Apostle Paul tells in Galatians
2:21.
Please read Galatians 2:21.
Galatians 2:21.
परमेश्वरको अनुग्रह म खन्साउँदिन, किनकि व्यवस्थाद्वारा धर्मी ठहरिने हो भने त क्रिस्ट व्यर्थैमा मर्नुभयो।
So if somebody was to be justified by the law, then the death of Christ is a waste. So this clearly proves that nobody can be justified by the law. If nobody is justified by the law, think about the period before the law.
अनि त्यसो हो भने धार्मिक व्यवस्थाद्वारा कुनै धर्मी ठहरिँदैन भने त्यो भन्दा अगाडिको जुन हामीले विवेक कालको कुरा हामीले गर्दै थियौँ उनीहरू के हुन्छ होला?
When there was no law and only conscience was there,
अनि जुन बेलामा चाहिँ कुनै पनि व्यवस्था थिएन र विवेकको कुरा मात्रै थियो,
can anybody live as per the conscience and be justified before God?
अनि त्यसो भए विवेक कालमा जीवित व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ के
No. That's what Apostle Paul is debating in Romans 3rd chapter. Therefore, in conclusion, it tells in verse 9 and 10 that all are sinners, there is none righteous.
त्यसैले हामी यो निष्कर्षमा आउन सक्छौँ कि सबैजना चाहिँ पापी छन् र कोही पनि धर्मी छैन।
Therefore, if you see the people who lived before Jesus Christ, they should all go to hell.
अनि यीशु ख्रीष्ट भन्दा अगाडि जतिजना व्यक्तिहरू बाँच्नु भएको छ उहाँहरू चाहिँ सबैजना नर्क जानुहुनेछ।
And only 34% of the Christians in the gospel age, they should go to heaven, and the rest of all the mankind should go to hell. Then how can we call Jesus as the world savior? Why he is saving only 34%? What about the balance 66%? Still, there are many people who are born, you see, not matured.
अनि धेरै व्यक्तिहरू हुनुहुन्छ जुन चाहिँ बुद्धिमा परिपक्व भएको हुनुहुन्न।
And there are so many kids who die as soon as they are born.
धेरै बच्चाहरू है जन्मन्छन् र जन्मने बित्तिकै चाहिँ मरिराखेको हुन्छ।
What about their salvation?
त्यसो भए उनीहरूले कसरी मुक्ति पाउँछ होला?
How will they be saved?
कसरी मुक्ति पाउँछन् उनीहरूले?
Dear brethren, this is the very, very important question, and we need to see the answers from the Bible. How Jesus is the world savior? How could Jesus die for us? Where did Jesus die? Did he die in India? Did he die in Nepal? Where did he die? Jerusalem. Okay, when did he die? Did he die yesterday? When? How many years before? 2000 years before, we were not even born. How can a person die for us even before our birth? How is Jesus the world savior? We never believed Jesus since our birth. It is only after our birth that we started to believe in him. How is the world savior? Now let us read one verse. 1 Timothy 2nd chapter 3-6. Very good. So this verse says, Jesus gave a ransom for all. Chutkara mol, correct? So in English, the word is ransom. In Greek, the word is antilutron. Chutkara mol means corresponding price. So let me give you an example. If we take 1 gram of gold to a Girvi shop and giving 1 gram of gold, how much money will he give us? He will give what is the value for 1 gram. He won't give more, he won't give less. This is the meaning of corresponding price. You know who is this? This person? He was a famous forest briganda, a dacoit in India. Virpal. He was a famous dacoit in India. Once he kidnapped India's most powerful actor.
Actor.
Then Veerappan asked so much of money to release this actor. That amount was the price for this actor. Similarly, Jesus gave the price. Okay, what price he gave? What price did God demand? It is given in Exodus 21:23-25. Please read. Very good, brother. Nuksani, pran ko, pran. Correct, brother? No, wait, wait, 1 minute.
Akha ko sata akha.
Very good. See, brother. Akha gata?
Akha.
Very good.
Continue.
Very good. Dant ko? Teeth? Teeth. For one teeth, how many teeth? Two teeth. One. Very good. Continue. Very good. Then?
Chot ko sata chot. Kutai ko sata kutai. Yes, manis lai pidos.
Very good. So here it says, eye for an eye. Tooth for a tooth, hand for a hand, leg for a leg, and life for a life. Correct, no? Only one life for one life. Very good. Like for example, if you take one bus ticket, how many people can travel? All can travel. Only one? Oh, very good. Correct. How many people can travel? Only one. Now tell me, how many life did Jesus have?
One.
Then how did he die for all? Tell me, how can one person die for all? It is impossible. But he has died. How? That one we need to understand very, very importantly. Every Christian should understand this important doctrine. Jesus Christ had only one life. And that only one life he could give only to one man. And that one life Jesus Christ actually gave to only one man, that is Adam. Why? Because we have been created in Adam. God first created Adam, and through Adam he created Eve. We all have come through that one man, Adam. So we are all dead relatives. Acts 17:26. So this verse clearly tells that we are all created of one blood in one man, Adam. Adam was the one who sinned in Garden of Eden. And we all received that penalty, death. Read Romans 5:12. Very good. So this verse clearly tells it is by one man that sin entered into the world, not by many. One man, underline that, one man. Because of one man, sin entered into the world, and because of sin, death. And this death was passed upon everybody. Therefore, we see the small children, they die immediately as soon as they are born. Why? Their mother puts a question, Lord, what did my child do? Why I would take a name? The answer is there only in the Bible. In Romans 3:10 it says, there is none righteous, not even one. Because we were all condemned as sinners in Adam. Therefore, David said in Psalms 51:5, that I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Each and every child born into this world are born with a death penalty upon their head. Okay, now let us read Romans
5:13.
This verse says, until the law, sin was in the world. But when there is no law, the sin cannot be imputed. What does it mean? Law was given through Moses. From Adam to Moses, it was nearly 2000 years. There was no law. So sin cannot be counted. Hence, legally, nobody can die. But everybody died. Why? Because it was not because of their sin, but Adam's sin that passed upon through him to all of us.
Adam
That is what is given in verse 14. Read verse 14, Romans 5:14.
तरै पनि मृत्युले आदमदेखि मसोसम्म राज्य गर्यो तिनीहरूमाथि पनि गर्यो जसले आदमको अपराध पाप गरेका थिएनन् यी आदम चाहिँ आउने हुनेको छाया हुन्
See, he says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam till Moses, even over them who did not sin like Adam.
यहाँ पछि लेखिएको छ तरै पनि मृत्युले आदमदेखि मोससम्म राज्य गर्यो तिनीहरू माथि पनि गर्यो जसले आदमको अपराध सर पाप गरेका थिएनन्
Because it was not because of their individual sin that they died, but they were collectively condemned in Adam.
अनि त्यो समयसम्म जतिजना व्यक्तिहरू बाँच्नु भयो उहाँहरूले गर्नुभएको पापको कारणले गर्दा उहाँहरू मर्नुभएको होइन तर आदमले पाप गर्नुभएको कारणले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ सबैजना व्यक्तिमा चाहिँ मृत्यु आयो
So the whole world today are dying because of only one man, Adam.
यहाँ संसारमा जतिजना व्यक्तिहरू मर्दैछन्
Now continue Romans 5:14. Continue with Who is the figure of him that was to come? 5:14. Pratirupa. So it means, it says, Adam was a figure of one person to come in the future, it seems. So who is that man? That man is none other than Jesus Christ our Lord. So Jesus, when he came to this world, he came as the second Adam. Is there any verse telling that Jesus is Adam? Yes, 1 Corinthians 15:45.
अनि यस्तो लेखिएको छ पहिलो मानिस आदम जीवित प्राणी बन्यो अन्तिम आदम चाहिँ जीवित पार्नु हुने आत्मा मर्नु भयो
Very good. So it says, the first Adam was a living soul. And the second Adam is the quickening spirit. So who is this first Adam? Who is the second Adam? Read verse 47. For the Bible, Bible is his own dictionary. Any questions from the Bible, the answer should be sought only in the Bible. Not in Google. Read verse 47.
पहिलो मानिस पृथ्वीबाटको माटोले बनिएको हो भने दोस्रो मानिस स्वर्गबाटका प्रभु हुनुहुन्छ
Very good. So this clearly proves that Jesus is the second Adam from heaven.
बाइबलले प्रष्टै गर्दछ कि दोस्रो आदम चाहिँ यीशु ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ जो चाहिँ स्वर्गबाट आउनुभयो
Now let us see why Jesus came as a second Adam.
अब हामी हेर्नेछौँ यीशु ख्रीष्टले किन दोस्रो आदम बनिकन आउनुभयो
We saw he came to give a ransom.
हामीले हेरिसकेका छौँ उहाँले चाहिँ छुटकाराको मोल चाहिँ तिर्नुभयो
Why Adam had so many sons. Could not his sons go and pay the ransom for Adam?
अनि आदमको चाहिँ धेरै छोराहरू थिए कि ती छोराहरू मध्ये कुनै एकले चाहिँ आदमको निम्ति चाहिँ छुटकाराको मोल तिर्न सक्दैन थियो र
We saw the meaning of ransom, corresponding price.
अनि हामीले अघि नै हेरिसकेका छौँ ransom भन्ने शब्दको अर्थ चाहिँ छुटकाराको मोल भन्ने शब्दको अर्थ चाहिँ समान मूल्य हो
So, Adam's sons were already sinners. A sinner could never go and redeem another sinner. Therefore, Romans 3:10 it says, there is none righteous, not even one.
त्यसै कारणले बाइबलले रोमी 3 को 10
लाई
बताउँदछ कोही पनि समान मूल्य चाहिँ भएन उनीहरूको छोराहरूले चाहिँ मरेको भए पनि समान मूल्य चाहिँ हुँदैन थियो
ओके नेक्स्ट अप्सन
दोस्रो कुरा चाहिँ
व्हाई डिड नॉट लॉर्ड सेंड एन एंजल To redeem Adam.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ किन चाहिँ उहाँको एन्जल्स दूतहरूलाई चाहिँ पठाएर चाहिँ समान मूल्य तिर्नको लागि पठाउनु भएन?
Let us read Psalms 8 chapter 4 and 5.
हामी सँगै भजन संग्रह 8 4 र 5 पदलाई पढ्नेछौँ. भजन संग्रह 8 4 र 5 यस्तो लेखिएको छ तब मानिस के हो र तपाईँ ऊ प्रति ध्यान राख्नुहुन्छ अनि मानिसको सन्तान के हो र तपाईँ ऊ माथि दृष्टि लाउनुहुन्छ किनकि तपाईँले उसलाई स्वर्गदूतहरू भन्दा केही कम बनाउनु भयो र उसलाई महिमा र आदरको मुकुट पहिराउनु भयो
सो मैन इज क्रिएटेड लिटिल लोअर देन द एंजल्स
परमेश्वरले मानिसलाई बनाउँदै गर्नुहुँदाखेरि चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतहरू भन्दा चाहिँ केही तल बनाउनु भयो
विच मिन्स Angels are higher than human beings.
यसको मतलब चाहिँ यो हो कि मानिस भन्दा चाहिँ angels है चाहिँ अलिकति माथि
If they give the price, it will be more.
अनि यदि स्वर्गदूतहरू आएर चाहिँ आदमको समान आदमलाई चाहिँ छुटकारा दिनको लागि मरेको भए चाहिँ के हुने थियो उनीहरूको चाहिँ प्राइस चाहिँ बढी हुने थियो
So this is not possible.
अनि यो चाहिँ सम्भवै छैन
This would not be a ransom.
अनि यो चाहिँ समान मूल्य हुनै सक्दैन
Therefore God did not send any angels to redeem mankind.
सोही कारणले गर्दाखेरि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ स्वर्गदूतहरूलाई चाहिँ समान मूल्य दिनको निम्ति पठाउनु भएन
Next in the Old Testament they were giving the sacrifice of animals.
हामीले पुरानो करारमा हेर्छौ भने चाहिँ पशु प्राणीहरूको चाहिँ बलि दिने चलन छ
This could redeem Adam, no?
यो कुराले पनि आदमको आदममा छुटकारा दिन सक्थ्यो नि हैन र
This can be the ransom, no?
यो चाहिँ समान मूल्य छुटकाराको मोल हुन सक्थ्यो नि
This can be equal price?
कि यो समान मूल्य हुन सक्छ?
Why?
किन?
Correct, you are correct. This is not a ransom. This is not a equal price. Why?
यो हामीले बुझिसकेका छौँ कि एनिमल्सलाई सेक्रिफाइस गरेर है बलि चढाएर दिने कुरा चाहिँ समान मूल्यको हुँदैन तर किन
Hebrews 10:4
अनि हिब्रु 10:4 चाहिँ बताउँदछ हिब्रु 10:4 कृपया छिट्टो गरिकन पढिदिनुहोस्
असम्भव It is impossible by the blood of bulls and goats to redeem man. That means to take away sin, it is not at all possible for the blood of bulls and goats.
यहाँ हिब्रू 10 4 त्यस्तै गरिकन बताउँदछ बहर र बोकाहरूको रगतले पाप हरण गर्न असम्भव छ
दिस प्राइस वुड बी लो
यो मूल्य चाहिँ के हुनेछ एकदमै कम हुनेछ
देयरफोर व्हेन देयर वाज नो पॉसिबिलिटी Jesus was the final option. Therefore, Jesus came to this earth as a second Adam.
सोही कारणले गर्दा कोही पनि उचित मूल्य अथवा समान मूल्य तिर्नको लागि चाहिँ कोही पनि उपयोगी नभएको कारणले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ यीशु ख्रीष्टले दोस्रो आदम बनिकन आउनुभयो.
If this mobile cost me 10,000 rupees, if somebody breaks this mobile, they should pay me 10,000 rupees. If they pay 9,000 rupees, the price is less. If they tell, oh brother, I'll give you 11,000 rupees, the price is more.
अनि कसैले चाहिँ होइन म तपाईँलाई 11,000 दिन्छु भन्नुभयो भने चाहिँ त्यसको मूल्य चाहिँ के हुनेछ बढी हुनेछ.
We might accept, but God doesn't compromise.
हामीले त्यो कुरालाई लिन सक्छौँ तर परमेश्वरले चाहिँ त्यो कुरा गर्नुहुन्न.
God's justice is justice.
परमेश्वरको न्याय चाहिँ न्याय हो, धार्मिक न्याय
हो. One eye, how many eyes? One eye, very good. One eye, no two eyes.
हामीले अहिले पढिसकेका छौँ परमेश्वरको न्याय चाहिँ के हो, एउटा आँखाको बदला एउटा आँखा दुईटा आँखा होइन.
Therefore Jesus came as second Adam.
सोही कारणले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ यीशु ख्रीष्ट दोस्रो आदम बनिकन आउनुभयो.
Read Hebrews 2:9.
कृपया हिब्रु 2:9 पढिदिनुहोस्. माफी पढेछु. तर हामी यीशुलाई जो स्वर्गदूतहरू भन्दा केही कम बनाइनु भएको थियो, मृत्युको दुःखले गर्दा महिमा र आदरको मुकुट पहिरनु भएको देख्छौँ. यसरी उहाँले परमेश्वरको अनुग्रहद्वारा प्रत्येक मानिसका निम्ति मृत्युको स्वाद चाख्नुभयो.
Very good. This verse clearly tells that Jesus was made little lower than the angels.
यो वचनले चाहिँ प्रष्टै बताउँदछ यीशु ख्रीष्ट स्वर्गीय प्राणीहरू भन्दा अलिकति अनि कसैलाई पनि जोडीको अभाव हुँदैन भनेको चाहिँ यही हो.
There is a jodi always for the Old Testament, New Testament.
सबै वचनको चाहिँ जोडी छ. पुरानो करारमा भएको नीति चाहिँ वचनको नीति चाहिँ जोडी चाहिँ नयाँ करारमा.
For all the questions in the Bible, there is a jodi verse in the Bible.
अनि सबै प्रश्नहरूको लागि चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ जोडी पाउँछौँ बाइबलमा.
Therefore, Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. Why?
त्यसै कारणले गर्दा यीशु ख्रीष्ट स्वर्गीय प्राणीहरू भन्दा कम भएर आउनुभयो किन?
This verse tells that by grace of God, he tasted death for all.
यो वचनले चाहिँ बताउँदछ कि उहाँले परमेश्वरको अनुग्रहमा चाहिँ सबै मानिसहरूको निम्ति
चाहिँ
सबै मानिसहरूको निम्ति यो कृपया तपाईँले नोट गर्नुहोस्.
Therefore, Jesus is the only corresponding price.
त्यसै कारणले गर्दा यीशु ख्रीष्ट मात्र चाहिँ समान मूल्यको हुनुहुन्छ.
Psalms, Book of Psalms.
भजन संग्रह पुस्तक
Psalms 49:7.
Bhajan Sangraha 49:7.
Very good. Now read Hosea 13:14. Hosea 13:14.
प्रसूति बेना वेदना लोगी लागेकी स्त्रीका पीडाहरू त्यसमाथि आइपर्ने छन्। त्यो निर्बुद्धि छोरा हो, किनकि छोरा छोरीहरू जन्मदै गरेको ठाउँमा त्यो लामो समयसम्म रहनु हुँदैन। म तिमीहरूलाई अधोलोकको शक्तिबाट दाम तिरेर छुटाउनेछु। म तिमीहरूलाई मृत्युबाट छुटाउनेछु। ए मृत्यु, तेरा महामारीहरू कहाँ छन्? ए अधोलोक, तेरो विनाश कहाँ छ? तेरा आँखाहरूबाट पछुतो लुकाइनेछ।
Therefore, God made an arrangement in sending Jesus as a corresponding price. He came as second Adam. What age was Adam created? He was created at the age of 30 years.
Do
you have a proof? Yes. Jesus consecrated his life in baptism at what age? 30 years. Why 30 years? He was ready to offer himself at the age of 12 years and he was discussing with the doctors in the temple. What did he come to know from the law? That it was at 30 years he had to sacrifice his life as a corresponding price to Adam. Read Numbers
4:3.
तीस वर्ष र त्यस भन्दा माथि 50 वर्षसम्म अर्थात भेट हुने पालमा काम गर्नका निम्ति सेवामा भर्ना हुने छ।
That is the age for serving in the tabernacle, 30 to 50.
अनि मन्दिरमा काम गर्नको निम्ति चाहिँ 30 देखि 50 वर्षको उमेर पुगेकै हुनु पर्दथ्यो।
Therefore, Jesus died exactly at the age of 30 years. Jesus, that means, immersed in baptism at the age of 30 years. What was the penalty that God gave to Adam? If you sin, what will happen? Death, very good. Therefore, Jesus on the cross, what did he do? Died. Correct? No? Jesus died for us because death was the penalty. This is the corresponding price. Jesus did not die as an infant baby. Infant Jesus, they say no. Bible doesn't say infant Jesus. He died as a matured human being. Then only he can be a ransom for us. He paid his price to Adam.
मूल्य चाहिँ आदमको निम्ति चुकाउनु भयो.
He paid his only one life to Adam.
उहाँको एक मात्र प्राण चाहिँ आदमको निम्ति उहाँले दिनुभयो.
But today there is a false organization called as Jehovah Witnesses.
आज चाहिँ एउटा संस्था छ जसको नाम चाहिँ Jehovah Witness हो.
Who preach falsely.
जसले चाहिँ गलत तरिकाले प्रचार गर्नुहुन्छ.
Saying that Jesus did not die for Adam at all. Which is totally unscriptural. Jesus is our master. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is everything. Then, what is the use of Jesus dying on the cross? What is his plan? How Jesus died for the whole world we just now saw?
But what
is the benefit? What is the use? Still the word is the same. Only 34% are saved. When will Jesus be the world savior? When will Jesus be the Prince of Peace? When there is no peace in this earth. Only peace. So when is he going to be the Prince of Peace? Let us see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 15:22.
यस्तो लेखिएको छ, किनकि जसरी आदममा सबै मर्छन् त्यसरी नै क्रिस्टमा सबै जिउँदो पारिनेछन्.
Read again slowly.
किनकि जसरी आदममा सबै मर्छन् त्यसरी नै क्रिस्टमा सबै जिउँदो पारिनेछन्.
आदम what is there is given in Adam.
जसरी आदममा सबै मर्छन् सबै मर्छन्
मर्छन् what is the meaning of that one? What is the meaning of that one? Somebody told them. All die in Adam. Correct or wrong? Now you tell me, who are all dying in Adam? All. Clearly ask. Christians? Later you should not change your statement. Okay. In Adam, everybody are dying. Correct? No?
Now,
what does the Bible say? Read that verse again. Sabi jivito. In Christ, all shall be made alive. The Bible says, in Christ, all shall be made alive. Does it say only Christians will be made alive?
No,
it says all. all the people who are dying in Adam, they shall be made alive in Christ.
But
who will be? Who will be made alive? You all means what? I don't understand English. You please tell me. All means what? Sabi means what? Christians?
Christians,
Buddhists?
Jews?
Islam, yeah, good. Next. You missed Hindus? Hindus? Then? All the people, every religion, whether you believe or not, believers, unbelievers, everybody will be made alive in Christ. Correct? No?
How?
How? Read verse 21. Very good. As death came through one man, as everybody are dying in Adam, similarly, there should be a resurrection for all mankind. He says, see, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. So the Bible says the resurrection. Punurtan. Punurtan. Okay? So punarjanma. No punarjanma.
Punarutan.
There is a difference between punarjan and punarutan. Previous janma you will be a monkey, this janma you will be a human being, next janma you will be a donkey. So what is the news? If Gada knows I was like a monkey, at least he will change. So there is no use. So Bible says punarutan, resurrection. So punarutan means, that's a beautiful word. Your life has stopped. So it will again continue from there itself. Puna means what? Again. Again. Therefore, this punarutan will be for whom? Whom? All. Let us read what the Bible says. Very good. So there is a resurrection for the good as well as the bad. There is a resurrection for the just as well as the unjust. Now you tell me, I'll ask one question. How many people are just in this world? How many people? How many people?
Only few people.
Only? Few people. Romans 3:10. Very good. Rightly answer. Read Romans 3:10. Not even one.
Bible
But in Acts 24:15, Apostle Paul says there is a resurrection for the just and the unjust. If there is no just, then why resurrection for the just? Then who are these just people? These are the Christians who are justified by blood of Jesus now. Their sins are covered in his robe of righteousness. That is given in Isaiah 61:10. As brother told, is correct. There are only few Christians who are justified and just in God's sight. So there is a resurrection for the Christians and the non-Christians also. Jesus himself tells this one in John 5:28-29.
यस कुरामा अचम्म नमान किनभने त्यो घडी आइरहेको छ जसमा चिहान भित्र रहेकाहरू सबैले उनलाई उनको स्वर सुन्नेछन् अनि भलो गर्नेहरू जीवनको बरी उठाएका निम्ति र दुष्ट काम गर्नेहरू चाहिँ दण्डको बरी उठाएको निम्ति निस्किआउनेछन्।
अनि
यीशुले चाहिँ यहाँ के भन्नुहुन्छ उहाँले कसरी सुरुवात गर्नुभयो Yes, Kurama Achamma Namana.
What does it mean?
Marvel not.
Don't be surprised, he's saying.
Hey, Male Achamma Namana, Baneraja Male Shiva Dorn Vais, eh?
Continue. Then next.
Kina Mane, the Ghari Ayrahiko Sa, Jasma Chiham Vita Vahikaru.
What does it mean?
Chiham Vita Vahikaru in the graves. Who are in the graves?
See, this is the address of everybody. Address of all the dead people. Where are all the dead people?
Kidhar
hai sabhi? Sabhi mara hua log kidhar hai?
Sabhi mare ka byakti haru chai kahan chan taile?
Kidhar hai?
Kahan chan?
Jesus tells that one. I am not telling. Jesus says, marvel not, don't be surprised. You see, everybody are in the grave. But they will come from the grave when? When they shall hear the voice of the Son of Man at his second coming. The good also will come, the bad also will come. Now who are this good, who are this bad? So, this is the same just and unjust people that are mentioned in
Acts 24:15.
So, even the good Christians will also come and the bad unbelievers also come from the graves back to life.
अनि धार्मिक व्यक्तिहरू पनि जसले चाहिँ यसलाई विश्वास गरेका छन् उहाँहरूको पनि बल उठाइ हुनेछ, र जसले यसलाई विश्वासै गरेका छैनन् जुन चाहिँ खराब व्यक्तिहरू उहाँहरूको पनि धेरैजना व्यक्तिहरूले यसरी यहाँ जस्तो देखाइएको छ त्यसरी चाहिँ न्याय हुन्छ भनेर सोच्नुहुन्छ।
The wicked will go to hell.
अनि जो चाहिँ खराब व्यक्तिहरू छन् उहाँहरू चाहिँ नर्क जानुहुन्छ।
And the good people will go to heaven.
अनि असल व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ स्वर्ग जानुहुन्छ।
This is the judgment.
अनि यो नै चाहिँ न्याय हो भनेर भन्ने गर्दछन्।
Read John 3:16-17.
अनि कृपया योहन्ना 3:16-17 पढिदिनुहोस्। योहन्ना 3:16-17 भन्नुभयो,
दोषी ठहराउनै why did God send Jesus his son? Not to condemn them, not to judge them, but to are sinners.
यीशुले चाहिँ माफ गर्न होला, परमेश्वरले चाहिँ यीशुलाई चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई चाहिँ दोषी ठहराउनको निम्ति चाहिँ पठाउनु भएको,
but to save them.
तर उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ बचाउनको निम्ति पठाउनु भएको।
Then what is the meaning of judgment?
त्यसो हो भने न्यायको अर्थ चाहिँ के हो त?
See, for our penalty, you see, our mistake,
हाम्रो गल्तीको लागि चाहिँ
who took our penalty?
हाम्रो गल्तीको मोल चाहिँ कसले लिनुभयो?
Who took it?
कसले?
Jesus. Sure?
यीशुले लिनुभएको हो?
Guarantee?
पक्का हो?
पक्का? Let us see the agreement. उसको चोटले दिस अंडरलाइन दिस इज ट्रुथ और फॉल्स दिस इज द ट्रुथ डिड जीसस डाई ओनली फॉर मी ओनली फॉर यू
कि यीशु चाहिँ तपाईं र मेरो निम्ति मात्र मर्नुभएको
नो जीसस डाइड फॉर ऑल दैट मींस ही हैज पेड ईच एंड एवरी इंडिविजुअल्स पेनल्टी Each and every individual, whatever chastisement they were supposed to receive, who paid it? Who paid it? Jesus paid.
अनि हामीले पाउनु पर्ने दण्ड चाहिँ यीशुले भोग्नु भयो।
Now you tell me, after Jesus paying all my penalty, if again I am being chastised for the same sin, is it correct?
अनि हामीले भोग्नुपर्ने सबै मूल्य हो, हामीले पाउनुपर्ने कुरा चाहिँ यीशुले भोग्नुभयो भने के फेरि त्यही पापको लागि चाहिँ हामीलाई चाहिँ फेरि दुःख दिन अथवा फेरि पनि के भन्छ त्यसलाई न्याय गर्नु चाहिँ असल कुरा
होला?
सही हो, यो हाम्रो पापको निम्ति मर्नु
भइसक्यो
नि, यो न्याय हो र? यो त अन्याय पो भयो त होइन र?
I'll give you an example. In Dubai, if anybody commits any mistake, they will give 50 lashes on the spot. If something happens, they will take back him to the hospital, treat him, again give the balance 50 lashes.
In Dubai, there is a rule that if one person has done a wrong job, they will take back him. 50 पटक चाहिँ लट्ठीले लौरोले चाहिँ दिने चलन रहेछ।
ओके, नाउ इमेजिन आई एम इन दुबई।
तपाईहरु यसो कल्पना गर्नुहोस्, म चाहिँ दुबईमा छु।
आई हैव कमिटेड वन मिस्टेक।
मैले मानौ मैले एउटा गल्ती गरे।
नाउ दे हैव टु गिव मी 50 ल्याशेस। Forget about 50. In one lash, I will go on forever. That time, Brother Ashish will come and tell, sir, he is very weak.
अनि त्यो समयमा चाहिँ हाम्रो दाजु आशिष दाजु आउनु भएर ए जसलाई चाहिँ हामीहरू चाहिँ एकदमै अब कमजोर भएको छ
डोन्ट गिव हिम
उहाँलाई नपिक्नुहोस्
इन्स्टेड अफ दैट वन यू गिव मी 50 ल्याशेस
अनि उहाँको सट्टामा चाहिँ मलाई नै अब के गर्नु स्वाट दिनुहोस्
ही विल टेक ऑल माय 50 ल्याशेस
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ सबै है 50 पल्टको पिटाइ चाहिँ उहाँले खानुहुन्छ
आफ्टर दैट वन If they call me, come Raju, I'll give you balance 50. Is it correct?
त्यो गरी उहाँले लिइसक्नु भयो उहाँको पनिसमेन्ट तर फेरि पनि आएर ल राजु ब्रदर आउनुहोस् फेरि तपाईँलाई चाहिँ 40-50 पटक पिल्छु भन्यो भने के यो न्याय हो
Is correct or wrong?
यो सही हो कि गलत हो त
This is unjust, अन्याय
यो चाहिँ अन्याय हो
अन्याय तिर्पु
Therefore,
Jesus said in John 3:17, Son of man came to this world not to condemn the world. Because they were already condemned in Adam. No use of making them stand in the queue. Open the book. Oh, your name is Krishna. One day you drank well. Now you go to hell. Oh, your name is Joseph. Though you drank well. You believe in Jesus. Even last moment your sins are forgiven. You come to heaven. This is not judgment. This is our idea. We should study from the Bible. Not read. This is study. We have a separate class for Judgment Day. Then we will see what is the real meaning, how the world will be judged. Now let us come back to our subject. So this resurrection of the dead, all the dead people, when will they come back to life? You all know, you see, that Jesus is going to bind Satan for 1,000 years. You all know? You all know about second coming? Good, very good. You all believe in Jesus' second coming? Yes, very good. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is going to return at the second coming and rule on this earth for 1,000 years. And he's going to bind Satan for 1,000 years. And in that period, all the dead who come back to life will be given the truth. Read Revelation chapter 20.
जाति
जाति That means what? What is the meaning of that verse? Jati jati?
Jati jati, what is the meaning of
that? You tell me.
All tribes.
Tribes
of this world.
Tribes of this world for what? For what? That verse tells the purpose of binding Satan. So that the nations may be deceived no more. That one you read it? That verse? Read it again. Read. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 3. Verse 3. That means all the jatis will be there in this world. In the 1,000 years. In that period, Satan won't be allowed to deceive. He will be bound for 1,000 years. Because that will be the 1,000 year ruling of Christ. And will give truth to everybody. Now you might tell me, brother, now only so many missionary activities taking place. Since 2000 years, millions of dollars are being spent. The world is not accepting Christ now. How will the world will accept Christ in the 1,000 years? For this question, we need to see the answer from the Bible. Why the people are not accepting Jesus now? Read 2 Corinthians 4:4.
जसमा यस संसारको ईश्वरले विश्वास नगर्नेहरूका मनहरू अन्त पारेको छ, ख्रीष्टको महिमाको सुसमाचारको ज्योति तिनीहरूमाथि नचम्कोस् भनेर जुन ख्रीष्टलाई परमेश्वरको प्रतिरूप हुनुहुन्छ।
Because the God of this world has blinded the eyes of many.
किनभने अहिले किन चाहिँ सुसमाचारले विश्वास नगरिराखेको भने संसारको देवले चाहिँ
Why God has allowed him now to blind everybody? If God could bound him in the 1,000 years, why can't he do it now? That itself is God's plan. Therefore, in 1,000 years, Satan will be bound so that the truth may go to all the people. What is the truth? Read 1 Timothy 2nd chapter 3 to 6.
पहिलो तिमोथी 2 को 3 देखि 6 पढिदिनुहोस्। हामीले अघि पनि पढिसकेका छौँ, फेरि पनि पढिदिन अनुरोध गर्न चाहन्छु। पहिलो तिमोथी 2 को 3 देखि 6। भन्नुभयो हजुर, म पढिदिए। किनभने यो कुरा परमेश्वर हाम्रो मुक्तिदाताको दृष्टिमा असल र ग्रहणयोग्य छ, सबै मानिसहरूले मुक्ति पाउन र सत्यताको ज्ञानमा आउन् भन्ने इच्छा गर्नुहुन्छ। किनभने परमेश्वर एकैजना हुनुहुन्छ अनि परमेश्वर र मानिसहरूको बिचमा एकैजना मध्यस्थ हुनुहुन्छ, अर्थात् ख्रीष्ट यीशु। ती मानिस जसले आफैलाई सबैका लागि छुटकाराको दामको रूपमा दिइहाल्नुभयो, जसको साक्षी ठिक समयमा दियो.
This is the truth. There is one God and one mediator between man and God, that is Jesus Christ.
यो नै सत्यता हो कि परमेश्वर चाहिँ एकै हुनुहुन्छ र परमेश्वर र मानिसको बीचमा चाहिँ एउटै मध्यस्थ हुनुहुन्छ, उहाँ चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ.
How many Christians know this truth?
कति विश्वासीहरूलाई चाहिँ यो सत्यता थाहा छ?
Many people today believe that it is Saint Antonia, Saint Xavier, Saint Mary, Saint Teresa, they are the mediator.
धेरै व्यक्तिहरूले चाहिँ यो कुरालाई विश्वास गरिराख्नु भएको छ कि यीशु ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ हाम्रो मध्यस्थकर्ता नहुनु भएर तर है सेन्ट मेरी भन्ने त्यसपछि अरू के भन्नुभएको थियो त्यो हो भनेर चाहिँ विश्वास गर्नुहुन्छ.
So Jesus is going to come at the second advent to reveal this truth to everybody.
येशू ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ दोस्रो आगमनमा चाहिँ यही कुराहरू जुन कुरा चाहिँ अहिले गन्जा बोल्छ त्यही कुराहरूको चाहिँ प्रकाश पार्नको निम्ति उहाँ आउनुहुन्छ.
Therefore this verse says that this is the will of God.
त्यसैले यो वचनले चाहिँ भन्दछ यो परमेश्वरको इच्छा चाहिँ यही हो कि
God wants all to be saved, not few.
उहाँको इच्छा चाहिँ यही हो कि सर्वप्रथम सबै व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ सबै व्यक्तिहरूको बचाइएको अनि त्यसपछि सत्यताको ज्ञान दिएको. हजार वर्षमा
चाहिँ
सबै व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ बचाइनेछन् पहिले
and come back to resurrection in this world.
सबैजना चाहिँ पुनरुत्थान हुनेछ र यही संसारमा फर्किआउनेछन्
and learn the truth.
त्यसपछि चाहिँ सत्यताको वचन चाहिँ सुन्नेछन्.
Therefore Jesus taught us to pray.
त्यही कारणले गर्दाखेरि यीशुले चाहिँ हामीलाई यस किसिमले प्रार्थना गर भनेर सिकाउनु भयो.
What is the Lord's prayer?
यीशुले सिकाउनु भएको प्रार्थना चाहिँ के हो?
What is the Lord's prayer?
यीशुले सिकाउनु भएको प्रार्थना
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Why is thy kingdom come? Why thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven? Because that itself is God's plan. God's kingdom shall be established on this earth.
परमेश्वरको राज्य चाहिँ यो पृथ्वीमा नै सुरुवात हुनेवाला छ.
All the dead will come back to life on the same earth.
अनि सबै मृतकहरू चाहिँ यही पृथ्वीमा बौरी उठ्नेछन्.
They will come back in the same flesh.
अनि जस्तो शरीरमा मर्नु भएको थियो त्यस्तै शरीरमा उठ्नेछन्.
And learn the truth.
अनि सत्यताको ज्ञान अथवा वचनलाई चाहिँ बुझ्नेछन्.
It will be only few Christians who will go to heaven.
अनि केही व्यक्तिहरू मात्र हुनुहुन्छ जो चाहिँ स्वर्ग जानुहुन्छ.
And this way God's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
अनि यही तरिकाले चाहिँ जसरी स्वर्गमा उहाँको इच्छा थियो त्यस्तै यस पृथ्वीमा पनि पूरा हुनेछ.
For this reason Jesus came and gave a ransom for all.
यही कारणले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ यही कारणको खातिर चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट आउनु भएर छुटकाराको मोल चाहिँ उहाँले दिनुभयो.
So the whole world will be saved and then Jesus will truly be the world's savior.
यही कारणले गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ आउनु हुन्छ र सबै व्यक्तिहरूको निम्ति चाहिँ के हुनेछ मुक्तिदाता बन्नुहुनेछ.
When his kingdom shall be established, truly there will be peace and he will be the Prince of Peace.
जब उहाँको राज्य चाहिँ यस पृथ्वीमा आउनेछ तब चाहिँ साँच्चै नै यस संसारमा चाहिँ शान्ति छाउनेछ. उहाँ चाहिँ शान्तिको दूत भनेर चाहिँ कहलाइनुहुनेछ.
May the Lord add his blessings to these words.
परमेश्वरले यो वचनलाई आशिष दिनुभएको होस्.
So thank you everybody for listening and staying together in understanding these words.
तपाईँहरू सम्पूर्णलाई धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद. अहिलेसम्म वचन सुनेर बसिराख्नु भएको छ.
Lord bless.
परमेश्वरले तपाईँहरूलाई धेरै धेरै आशिष दिनुभएको.
आश्रम भगत भद्र गोपाललाई म सधैँ धन्यवाद चढाउन चाहन्छु. यति लामो समयसम्म हामी बसिरहेछौँ, उहाँ चाहिँ निरन्तर उठेर यति लामो समयसम्म चाहिँ यो सत्यतालाई सिर्वानु भएको भएको निम्ति म उहाँलाई धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छु. यसमा यो सेसनमा यो सत्रमा तपाईँहरूलाई केही जिज्ञासा प्रश्न कौतुकता के छ भने
But thank you for your wonderful question. Well, thank you for your wonderful question. So I clearly understood your question. I can repeat it. Okay, if there is any mistake in my understanding, you can let me know.
मैले तपाईँको क्वेसन चाहिँ प्रष्टै बुझेँ. त्यसको बावजुद मैले तपाईँलाई उत्तर दिन जाँदैछु. त्यसमा केही त्रुटि भएको
छ भने your question was that are we trying to tell that there is no hell, that and only few people will go to heaven?
तपाईँले चाहिँ हामीलाई सोध्न खोज्दै खोज्नु भएको छ नि, हामीले नर्क नै छैन भनेर चाहिँ भन्नु खोज्दैछौँ भनेर भन्नु भएको छ.
करेक्ट ब्रदर
हो.
ओके, लेट अस रीड वन वर्स, मत्ती 22:14.
कृपया मत्ती 22 को 14 पद पढ्नु होला. गोपाल, मत्ती 22 को 14 पढ्नुहोस् न.
So this verse, if you read brother, Jesus says that many are called, few are chosen.
यो पदमा चाहिँ यसले भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि धेरैजना बोलाइएका छन् तर धेरै कम मात्र चुनिएका छन्.
So not that all are called, all are chosen.
यो भन्दै गर्दा चाहिँ सबैजना बोलाइएका पनि होइन, सबैजना चुनिने पनि होइन.
So there is a plan of God.
यसमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको योजना छ.
In the plan, there is a salvation also.
त्यो योजनामा चाहिँ मुक्ति पनि हुनेछ.
So what we are trying to tell is that we are not trying to tell that there is no hell. There is a hell.
हामीले यो भन्दै गर्दा चाहिँ तपाईँहरूलाई नर्क नै हुँदैन भन्न खोजेका छौँ. नर्क हुन्छ.
But regarding the heavenly salvation, not everybody can attain heavenly salvation.
तर स्वर्गीय मुक्तिको सम्बन्धमा चाहिँ सबैजनाले स्वर्गीय मुक्ति पाउँदैन.
That's what Jesus is trying to tell in this word. Many are called, but among the called, only few are chosen. Not everybody can be faithful.
यो मत्ती 22 को 14 चाहिँ यसले यही नै भन्न खोज्दै हुनुहुन्छ कि स्वर्गीय मुक्तिमा सबै भागीदार हुने छैन.
In Philippians 2:12, you read brother, Philippians 2:12.
Philippi 2 को 15 पढ्नुहोस् त गोपाल.
2:12.
आफ्नो मुक्तिको काम पुरा गर. Just imagine if we were to attain salvation just by believing Jesus, why would Apostle Paul tell that you need to work out your salvation? That means for the salvation there is a step, and believing in Jesus, that's the first step. But apart from that one, we need to develop into Christ likeness.
त्यो फिलिपी दुईको बारेमा पावलले चाहिँ स्वर्गीय मुक्तिको बारेमा व्याख्या गरिरहेछन्। त्यो स्वर्गीय मुक्ति पाउने पनि चरणहरू छ, त्यो चरणहरू पार गर्न पर्ने हुन्छ।
हो र ओके, सो दिस क्लियरली प्रुभ्स दट नॉट एवरीबडी क्यान गो टु हेवन इन सल्वेशन। सो ईच एन्ड एभ्री क्रिश्चियन हेज टु वर्क इट आउट। सो देयर इज ए पर्पज फॉर हेवनली सल्वेशन। क्लियर ब्रदर? Do you still have any doubts?
The question is, sir?
One question.
Yes, please, your question. एक दिन भित्र उसको कुल बाइबलमा जति भनेको छ त्यति नै बाँचेको छ।
Translate what he said.
Let him complete his question first. Okay. Tapai ko question chai complete hunu bhayo. Tapai le 930 barsha bacheko kura chai tapai
le.
Jata what he is trying to say is we put an analogy that Adam did not die spiritually. On the particular day when God said you will die whenever you eat. But he lived 930 years. And we are trying to convince them that 930 years is based on 1 day equals to 1,000 years. So within that 1 day or 1,000 years, is that spiritual death?
That's his question.
Yes.
Okay. Brother, Adam did not die spiritually anyway at all. Why? Because Adam, the Bible says clearly, he was never created spiritually. God did not give him any spiritual body. The 1 Corinthians 15:45-47 clearly says that he was created as an earthly being. So let it be, at the end of 930 years, he did not die spiritually. There was a death for him, as we all die, that took place at the end of 930 years. So there is no differentiation between spiritual death or physical death. That's what the Bible clearly says, that there's death. Like for example, the death of Jesus. So how do you term it? Is it a spiritual death or is it a physical death? So death is death. In that one, there's no differentiation. That's the picture that is given in 1 Corinthians 15:45-47. Okay.
And God says he died, but it is actually the separation from the God, not physical death.
Okay.
So when he sinned against God, he lost the, what are the good things, consciousness and the nature of God, he left. Before eating the fruit, he had a body, but just like God, he has every mental abilities as God has, that we believe. So, when God said, if you eat that, you will die, that means spiritually, means he separated from the, the nature of the God. That we learned and we are teaching that out.
Good.
So, what do you say?
Okay.
When the breath of God went into Adam, spiritual
Okay. Now, let me translate the words which I spoke to brother, then I'll answer your question. Okay, brother? But you translate what I said to him.
You can understand English.
No, no, you tell that. Even though you tell, other people should also understand.
उहाँले सोध्नु भएको प्रश्न उहाँले दिनुभएको उत्तर चाहिँ म तपाईँको निम्ति बाँकी अरूको निम्ति पनि उत्तर गर्नेछु. उहाँले के सोध्नु खोज्दै हुनुहुन्छ भन्दाखेरि आदमलाई सृष्टि गर्ने बेलामा परमेश्वरले आदममा आत्मा हालिदिनुभयो. योदेखि चाहिँ आदम उहाँको के छ अनि त्यसको सम्बन्धमा उहाँले क्लेरिफिकेसन दिइरहनुहुन्छ है त.
Finish your translation. Okay. Now regarding your question, brother, regarding you tell that Adam was given the breath of life and that you consider as God's Holy Spirit. Correct, no? Just like that only. Okay. Now let us read one verse in Ecclesiastes. One minute. One minute. Brother, read Ecclesiastes 3:19. So this verse, brother, it clearly says that what breath God gave to man, the same breath was given to animals. So if we claim that Adam died spiritually, then we should also believe that animals are also dying spiritually. Correct, no? So that's the logic. But we see that's not what the Bible pictures. When Bible says it is death, it is death. There is no spiritual death or no after death or something like that. Take for example, Jesus rose so many people from back to life. Example, Lazarus. Now, do you think, where did Lazarus go? Let us think it out. Let us just reason it out. After death, where do you think that Lazarus would have gone?
Lazarus can't be here.
No, I am speaking about the Lazarus of Martha and Maria's brother.
Martha and Maria's brother. Lazarus is Lazarus. Who's going to Lazarus?
Very good. Excellent, brother. That's the reason what we do here is a study. See, for your question, if I need to answer elaborately, I need minimum 8 hours. Okay, so what we do is, brother, we take a systematic study from book of Genesis to Revelation, each and every scripture we take it out. See, I just quoted this verse just to put a question in your mind whether there is a difference between breath of life for Adam and animals. The Bible says both one and the same. If both are one and the same, that verse also says that both go to the same place. It also says, where is the same place? That it is a grave. Okay? So, regarding your question, what I want to say that we believe in hell. Okay? But regarding the heavenly salvation, there is a heavenly salvation where the believers in Christ go to heaven. But that is not everybody in this world. That is only the faithful Christians who prove their faithfulness to the Lord until death. See, there are namesake Christians, do you believe it or not? There are. Do you think that they can go to heaven?
No.
That's what we're trying to tell. Cut it, brother. Tell.
But lastly, I heard a little bit. You are telling in the 1,000-year space, everybody comes to Jesus. What is that meaning? Everybody goes to heaven?
No.
All Buddhists, all
no, no, no. That's what we clarified. So when we say that the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the unbelievers who are not believed in Christ now, they're going to resurrect back on this earth. They're going to come back in the same flesh and learn the truth as we are learning. So regarding this one, there's a detailed class which we want to take it, not now. Because not that we don't have time, we believe that you don't have time.
Yes.
If you want me to stay and continue till night 2 o'clock, I'm ready. Okay, brother? So that the kingdom of God and the 1,000-year reign of Christ, what all things will happen, how the human being will come back to the same flesh, what is the purpose and how all these things will take place, we can show you everything from the scriptures. Okay, brother? And any other question, brother?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Brother, you please.
Same question.
Ah.
So we're talking in Adam's ring,
very good question, very good question. See, like for example, the Bible says, you see, I'll tell you one verse. We can't take it everywhere. I'll give you an example. To be short, we can't take it and apply that same point everywhere. I'll give you one verse. John. In Gospel of John, brother, 1 minute, I'll show you that verse. John 1:29.
This for the Mr. Roman.
So here a day came, correct, brother? Gopal brother? Day, next day.
Next day,
correct, brother? So this one we can't take it as symbolic. Because the common sense says that Jesus next day went to this one. Correct, brother? So this is not a little day. But this is a little day. You see other symbolic day. John 12.
Yonna Bara.
48.
Sorry, for what, minister?
Antim din. So this is Antim din for Jesus. That means it is his day. That means it is speaking about the second advent when he is going to rule on this earth for 1,000 years. That time what will happen? Judgment will take place. Read one more verse, John 11.
24.
John 11, 24. So, in the antim din, resurrection will happen. So, this is not speaking about little 24 hours day. So, this is speaking about the Lord's 1,000 years. You read one more verse, that one we saw now. As it was in the days of Noah, so should it be in the days of Son of Man.
हामीले पुरानो कार्यमा पनि एउटा पद भेट्टाउँछौँ, जसरी चाहिँ मसाको दिनहरूमा थिए त्यस्तै परमेश्वरको पुत्रको दिनमा पनि हुनेछ.
सो इन द बाइबल, इन नट इन अल द स्क्रिप्चर्स, वान डे इज अ थाउजन्ड इयर्स. ओके, एक्जाम्पल फर अ प्रोफेट, वान डे मिन्स हाउ मेनी इयर्स?
अगमवक्ताको निम्ति एक दिन चाहिँ कति समय हुन्छ? अगमवक्ताको निम्ति
फर अ प्रोफेट वान डे मिन्स हाउ मेनी इयर्स?
अगमवक्ताको निम्ति एक दिन कति वर्ष हुन्छ? जस्तै पुरानो करारमा थुप्रै अगमवक्ताहरू थिए, दानियल, आमोस, तिनीहरूको निम्ति एक दिन चाहिँ कति वर्ष हुन्छ?
रिड एजिकियल 4:6.
एजिकियल 4:26 पढ्नु, 4:6.
एक दिन एक वर्ष. फॉर ए प्रोफेट वन डे इज इक्वल टू वन ईयर. सो हियर इफ यू सी, वन डे इज नॉट कंपेयर्ड टू 1,000 इयर्स. सो देयर इज ए पर्टिकुलर एप्लीकेशन ऑफ ईच एंड एवरी वर्स. दैट्स व्हाट वी सी, हाउ टू स्टडी द बाइबल. द 10 स्टेप्स, 10 मेथड्स आर देयर. सिंबॉलिक वर्सेस हैज टू बी अप्लाइड सिंबॉलिकली. क्रोनोलॉजिकल वर्सेस, यू हैव डेट्स, you have years, that has to be applied and read it in that way only, then only you will understand. Got it, brother?
Please,
oh.
Must उहाँले प्रश्नै भन्नुभएको छ, लेट मी एक्सप्लेन दिस, ट्रान्सलेट टु हिम. एज पर माई अन्डरस्ट्यान्डिङ, वाट इज ट्राइङ टु से इज, इफ वान डे इक्वल्स टु 1,000 इयर्स, द क्रिएसन अफ जेनेसिस, वाट इज मेन्सन इन जेनेसिस, इट्स 7,000 इयर्स. सो इट देयर शुड बी अ स्ट्यान्डर्ड. इफ वान डे इक्वल्स टु 1,000 इयर्स इन ओल्ड टेस्टामेन्ट, हाउ कम इन सम अदर वर्सेस वान डे इक्वल टु 1 इयर?
Brother, you need to see the application of the verses. In Genesis, God told to Adam, not that Adam told to God. Okay? And then in Genesis, Nowhere a prophet came and condemned Adam. It was God who was condemning. So in the sight of Jesus, it was a day. A day for him is 1,000 years. So that's what he meant there. But when you come to Ezekiel, it was a prophet. And God had appointed a prophet for some particular purpose to condemn Israel. And he was showing some significance there. That is the reason God appointed for the prophets a day is equal to 1 year. So that was God's appointment. Okay, not that man had appointed to God. So we need to apply as per God's determination. Got it, brother?
Wait a minute.
Are you clear? See, brother, life example. That's what I gave you the example. We can't take one point and apply everything for the same.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, there's a standard.
तपाईँलाई पुरानो कुराको उत्पत्तिको पुस्तकमा ठिक तपाईँको डाउट चाहिँ क्वेसन चाहिँ के हो सर एक्चुअली प्रश्न भनिदिनु तपाईँहरूले भन्दै गर्दा चाहिँ तपाईँहरूले आदम जुन दिन खान्छ जस्तो मर्नेछ त्यो मरेको त्यो भनेको बेला चाहिँ आदम चाहिँ आत्मिक रूपले मरे भनेर चाहिँ तपाईँहरूको मृत्यु होइन आत्मिक मृत्यु सो लेट्स मेक इट भेरी सिम्पल देयर डाउट मेन क्वेसन इन कन्सर्न इज व्हेनेभर गॉड टोल्ड द आदम डाइड यू एट द डे यू ईट यू विल डाई At that point only, whenever he ate, he spiritually died.
Mm.
Whatever we are trying to explain about 930 years, he is accepting. After 930 years, he died in physical.
Mm.
But at that time when he ate, that was a separation, Adam from God, and that is a spiritual death. That's their conclusion.
Brother, regarding that point, I want to make something clear to you. See, there is no differentiation of spiritual death and physical death in the Bible. But you can put it in a different way. Like, before accepting Christ, where were we? Answer the question. Before you accepting Christ, where were you? You were in the world. I was in the world. Correct, brother? Then do you think that we died literally? Do you think that we died literally? We lived. But yet, we had no communication with God. Correct, brother? Was there any spiritual death or something like that one? No. When we accepted Christ, God gave us the Holy Spirit. Correct, now? So, are you trying? No, I think he's understanding.
He can understand.
Okay, any particular point you don't understand, you tell me, you'll translate. Is it okay? Okay. So that is the same way for Adam. As you said, when Adam sinned, the same day he was cut off with fellowship with God. He was cast out from the Garden of Eden. The angels were kept so that he may never return to the Garden of Eden. He was allowed to suffer, but he was not literally dead. Though in the sight of God, God considered him as dead, he was literally did not die until 930 years. Therefore, see the condemnation that God gave. Genesis 3rd chapter. Genesis third chapter, brother. Third chapter. You want to do it? 3:19.
But three who must for it.
See, it says, dying thou shall die. It's given there?
Dying thou shall die. Third part in the verse. Dying thou shall die.
It's come there, brother. Dying thou shall die. That means, not that you'll die immediately, but you'll keep on dying till you die actually in the grave. So, death is a process. Not that your last moment you leave the life, that is not the death at all. The death is a process from your birth till you grow to the grave. You know, what did David say in Psalms 51? I was conceived in sin, born in iniquity. So whoever are born into this world, they are born to die. Though they are living in the sight of God, they are all dead at all. So there is no spiritual death and no bifurcation of physical death. There is no worse for that. So we can tell, one minute, Joshua, what I want to say is that mankind has no fellowship with God. Okay, that doesn't mean that they're spiritually dead. For a person to be spiritually dead, you need to have the Holy Spirit. Then only you can tell that they're spiritually dead. Like for example, we can tell it for King Saul. In the Old Testament, there's a King Saul now. God had given him the Holy Spirit. But when he sinned against God, what did God do? What did God do? He removed the Holy Spirit. That person can be applicable for that condition, but not for the entire mankind. Do you think that all the people have the Holy Spirit? No. They are spiritually blind, you can tell, but they have never had the Holy Spirit. They never had the opportunity to receive the Spirit of Christ. So they are out of sight of God. They are blinded by this God of this world. They don't have fellowship with God at all. These people will be given the first opportunity to come to Christ when Satan is born. Okay, brother? That's what we're trying to picture. Okay, brother? Got it, brother? So, in 1,000 years, they will all come to Christ. How? They will all come in the same flesh and come to the understanding of truth. The Bible says that all unrighteousness is sin. Let it be sin, big or small. In the sight of God, everything is equal. 1 John 5th chapter clearly says that all unrighteousness is sin. Unrighteousness is sin. Anything you violate God's law is a sin.
Unrighteousness is sin.
Sin. What is unrighteousness is anything you violate God's law, anything which is displeasing to God, that is unrighteousness.
Committing murder, committing
everything, whatever you take under the law, we can't put categories in as if put it in a law or in the court. Is it sin or is it that sin or is it not sin or not? Anything which is displeasing to God, that is sin. Anything which is diverting us away from God, that is sin. That is the reason Christ has given us the robe of righteousness. Read Revelation
19:8.
Revelation
19:8.
close the podcast, right? Well, you heard it? Oi, oi. Okay.
So, and they usually commit sin also. They usually commit sin also. But people, we can't see, but them, by themselves, they know and God knows. Right?
Okay.
So, when they commit sin in front of God, they become sinner or righteous.
They become sinner.
Then, what is the purpose of believing in Christ?
Then don't believe at all, no. What you are trying to say is that the blood of Christ is useless.
I am not trying to say that.
Then?
I accepted that one, that's why I became righteous.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. If a believer, if he believes in Jesus Christ, okay, his sins are cleansed. Correct, now? After that one, will he not sin at all? Okay.
So,
let it be pastor, sir. Let you take it a very holy man in this earth. Will he sin or not? Then where is the salvation for him? How is the salvation for him?
Then actually, as you say, as Bible said in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, laws are the mirrors for to show sin.
Answer. I am asking this question. Now, what is the way for this person? You tell me for salvation. He has accepted Christ. He sins against God. Now, what is the way of salvation for him?
Actually, I don't understand that point. So, actually, what you said, I understand. But I have clear in my heart that I believe Christ, I receive salvation. That is okay. But if I commit to in future, commit sin in future, what will happen to me? Will I go to hell or heaven?
You want the answer for that?
Yeah.
If I show the answer, will you accept that?
I need to think right whether it is justice or not.
Read Romans 7 chapter. Apostle Paul shares his experience regarding sin. He says, what? Romans 7 chapter. You want the verse? I'll tell you the verse. Romans 7 chapter. Verse 17. Read from verse 18. 18.
I know this verse also.
Yeah.
That Paul said in this verse that who I am committing sin, that is not me, but the sin dwells in me. But I am surprised that if I receive salvation, whether I receive Holy Spirit or that sin will be in within me or it will go out.
Brother, you are totally confused. Be clear in your mind. Okay? First thing you need to understand, a Christian, if he believes in Christ, first of all, his past sins are all cleansed. God will give him a robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61:10. Okay? And all his sins will be covered in the robe of righteousness. So since that time, he need to walk the path of holiness. And come close to Christ. How do you mean by come close to Christ? He need to leave all his path of sinful activities. Whatever he is doing, he try to overcome. Okay? And he has to leave all those things. And ultimately, he has to become the image of Christ. That is the meaning of work out of salvation. And those who work out this salvation, come to that capacity of image of Christ, these people will get heavenly salvation. One minute. If that is correct, then we are asking this question. You clearly present your question, or else don't get confused. Okay? First, you be clear. No, why I am telling you, brother? You need to be very clear in your question. If you know the answer, there is no purpose of asking the question. If you have a good intention to ask the question, we are ready to tell. But not to create confusion.
No, I have doubt, that's why I asked you.
You know the doubt, but again you said, you know the doubt. So if you know that, why you're asking it? You want to get clarity, we are ready to get clarity. So you be clear with your question. What is your question? Please ask, we will tell you. but not to create confusion. Let it be clear. Any, what other doubts you have?
No.
Now, what we start today, you ask those questions. Any questions you have in the subject, you can ask. Before that one, how they will receive salvation, that is what we spoke today. They will all receive salvation at the Jesus' second advent.
When Jesus Christ comes again.
Yes. Yes, brother. They will all receive salvation at his second advent. See, regarding this one, we got more elaborate classes. Today, what we have taken is just an introduction class. Okay, if you are interested, you please give your contact. We will have the classes via Zoom. More elaborately, it is a class which goes on for a year. You can know systematically from the Bible. See, all the things what we have shown here, we have shown from the scriptures. It is not just our imagination. We have interpreted the scriptures. We will show you everything from the scriptures. If you are interested, you can give your contact number. You need to attend all these classes. Because just by discussing on the table, putting few questions, it's of no use. I might tell you the answer, but I'm sure that won't be satisfactory to you. Because as you are there today, I was also in that position many years before when I learned this truth. You need to be patient to understand each and every subject-wise. Then everything will be clear. Even then, if you don't answer all your questions, you can definitely ask us. But this will take time. And see, brother also, he asked so many questions. Brother also asked so many questions. Regarding that one, we need to have detailed explanation. I can't give you few words explanation. That won't be satisfactory to you because that will create other questions in your mind. What is that? Any other doubts? Okay, now, my request, you attend the classes regularly if you are interested. Okay? This is not a compulsion, but I request and I beseech you, I request you, that you kindly attend. Okay? See, whatever we have shown from the scriptures or not? Correct or? The Bible says that Jesus' second advent is there or not? Bible says the 1,000 years there or not? Bible says Satan is born for 1,000 years or not? Correct or? It says yes or no? Bible says that all the resurrected people will come back to life. Yes or no? Then we need to believe it. So rest of the doubts and all we have, we will clarify everything from the scriptures. If we don't clarify, don't leave us alone. But you need to be patient. If you are ready to sit with us, we will sit. Not with the spirit of argument. But you need to listen. We will take the classes. If you stay for here, I am still staying for 3 days. If you are willing to stay here, stay here. Night and day we will discuss. But you need to listen from the scriptures. We will show everything from the scriptures. But you need to be very calm and telling. Okay, we will show everything from the Bible. If we don't show anything from the Bible, don't believe it at all. That's open declaration. Okay? So, let us not think in a very weird imaginations. So, this thing is known imaginations. Okay? Let us leave all those things and sit in an open mind, open the Bible and understand. I'll give you an example. See, I'll give you an example for everybody who understands English. I'll tell you one thing, don't think about it. Okay? You got my point? I'm going to tell you one thing. Don't think about it. Be careful. Don't think about a blue elephant. Don't think about a blue elephant. Now you tell me, sincerely tell me, how many people pictured a blue elephant in your mind?
It's not possible not to think.
Automatically doesn't come. We have made it like that to come automatically. Right, brother? Nobody has influence upon us. It is only our mind. Why I gave this example? When somebody tries to tell something to us, we are so prejudiced that we already fixed in our mind. So this should be like this only. So we need to be open for the scriptures, not open for Brother Raju. Open for the Bible. We will show you everything from the Bible. Okay?
One last question.
Please, please.
Not a issue at all. Please ask. Which commandments?
Previous
and the 10 commandments. Which 10 commandments, sir? What did Jesus say about the 10 commandments? Simple. The same question a young rich man came and asked Jesus. What did Jesus say? He compressed the commandments into two. Apostle Paul compressed the commandment into one, saying love. You fulfill love, that is the fulfilling of all the commandments. Okay, brother? Now, how now? I'll tell you. You ask. I'll tell you. Why did God give 10 commandments to Israel? Israel people, the Bible says, they're stiff-necked people. Stiff-necked people means they're never obedient. Even if you tell 1,000 times, they'll tell the same thing. That's the reason God said they gave everything in writing. What did God tell? God told not to do this. Not to do, don't do. Why? Because they do that only. Otherwise, they will ask question, God, you never said no, not to do this, and that's why I'm doing this one. Okay, but for the Christians, God never gave any law. Is it given? Any law is given? Only one law, love. Okay, out of love, you need to do it voluntarily. That is the specialty of a Christian compared to the Jewish people. Jewish people were given the commandments and told to obey this one. But God never said that one. He has given love. In love you obey Lord. That is the reason we have the heavenly salvation. That is the reason they are not given heavenly salvation. Okay, brother? Moses derives this one in Hebrews 3rd chapter. House of sons, house of servants. Moses was faithful. You are a pastor, no? You are studying theology, no? So you know these scriptures. Hebrews 3rd chapter. Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant. Okay, he was a servant. But in the same house, Jesus was a son. There is a difference between servant or son or not. There is a difference. That is the reason they are given heavenly salvation, earthly salvation. The two types of salvation regarding this one, there is an elaborate class. You need to sit and learn. Okay, brother? Clarify? Any other doubts? Joshua, brother?
No, I think only I will have
Sure, brother. We are ready to give clarifications, but...
Because I don't want to discuss anything.
Very good.
I want to... Definitely.
Brother, I can understand completely your situation. Because I'm telling you, know, I was there in your seat many years before. So what all thoughts come to your mind, it has crossed my mind. I have received the answers from the Bible. We will share it with you. We are ready to share. It's our suggestion and it's our affirmative view. Okay, it's up to you to receive it or not. Each and everybody, individual has a feeling, we respect it, we appreciate it. Okay, but it's up to each and every man to accept or reject. Okay, see, Christ never preached it compulsorily. He said, he that has ears, let him hear. That's the reason we said, so many denominations, why so many denominations has come? You know it. Brother, tell me.
Trying to say is, if you compare the death of Adam, it's not a spiritual death. So what's the relation of death to the later people like Abraham, Job?
Okay.
If it's not a spiritual death for Adam, what's the meaning of death for later people?
Okay. Brother, regarding death and life after death, we have a separate class. That's what I told brother. See, if I need to answer your question, I need at least 8 hours time. Okay? And that 8 hours time is just a preparation, I'm telling you. After that one, I need 8 hours time to clarify these doubts. I can't answer you in a one word. But there is an answer for your question in the Bible. That's what I showed you one verse in Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter. All go to the same place. All have the same breath, and death is the same for everybody. That's the simple answer I can tell you. But you want more clarification, you need to systematically sit for the class. We take the class online from India on Zoom. If you are interested, you can join the systematic classes. You will definitely get through that. You will definitely get through that.
Try to convince him that when God said Adam, whenever you eat, you will die. Adam eat, but he didn't die.
Oh.
Just convince him that's not related to spiritual death.
What is his question now?
Now his question is, whenever the little people like death, in that case, if death means death at real, so we call them dead or alive. Abraham.
Brother, same question. I am telling you the same answer again. Okay, for that one, if I need to explain, it will take time. But what did Jesus say? God is not the God of the dead, he is God of the God of living. That's the reason when Moses prayed, what did he pray to the Lord? What did he pray to the Lord? Tell me, what did he pray to the Lord? You don't know. Go to the house, search from the scriptures. Jesus answers your questions. In the same way I'm answering your question, Moses prayed to the Lord saying, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, not that God is a God of dead. The God is a God of living. Not that they are already living. God knows that they are going to come and live again in this earth. In that hope, Moses prayed to the Lord in this way. You understood my thoughts, sir? You will better understand as you come to the classes. Okay, brother?
Okay.
Any other clarifications? Anybody else? Anybody else, sister? You're clear. All clear. Brother, Joshua, brother?
Yeah, not clear, but later.
Sure. I can understand. We'll definitely.
Many things, I'm okay.
Okay.
But one or two like that, we need some more discussion.
Sure, brother. Sure. We are with
because
you.
What we learned from the beginning, what we lost because of Adam. That Jesus came,
yes.
We are learning all
good.
Ages.
Good.
So in that context only I have a little bit doubt.
Sure.
I have some more confidences also.
Okay.
I will go through this.
Please. We request you all to be patient with us.
So
okay?
I am very much patient.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go to argument.
Good. Good. Thank you. You all please continue to join the classes. We'll be taking via Zoom. We'll inform you. Please give your contacts to Brother Ashish. Okay. We will have these classes. We are open to discussion, not issue. Okay? We'll pack it up. We'll have a word of prayer and pack it up. Everybody okay? Brother? Okay. Okay.
विशेषतः हाम्रो चार्जर सरहरू जस्तै सुरत अक्षिन पनि मेरो अलिक अनुकूल पऱ्यो क्वेसन्स